com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
We're talking about the coming New World Order, and that coming New World Order will be based on the authority of the Word of God and what God's Word said is going to take place. And what we're seeing happening today with China coming into the picture, with Russia already in the picture, with North Korea and Iran and Syria, and what's happening now in Syria with Israeli strafing of some of the Syrian military forces, as we see now Saudi Arabia coming into play with the alliances and agreements with China and Russia and North Korea based on the oil and the petrodollars, leaving the American dollar and going to the Chinese yuan, that is the Chinese electronic currency, which will cut the American currency out, destroy the U.S. dollar. We're watching a number of things on a global basis, bringing about what I would call, for lack of a better term, the implosion of the present world order, and it's setting the stage for the coming about of the coming new world order, where we find the scripture coming into play based on the authority of scripture, what God says. We're talking about some of the things that is coming against Israel. I'm looking at a headline that says, Russia threatens Israel with missile attack. In response to Israeli airstrike in Syria last Thursday, Russia threatened to respond to the further Israeli action in Syria with surface-to-surface missiles against targets inside the nation of Israel. An Israeli military intelligence website reported that one such missile was already fired last week. On Wednesday, Israeli authorities broke with the protocol and confirmed that the IDF was responsible for an airstrike the previous night targeting 3 main sites that were actively involved in Iranian arms transfers to Hezbollah. Among the weapons targeted by the Israeli strike were the GPS-guided missiles. Russia Defense Ministry spokesperson made a statement to the press on Wednesday that 6 Israeli F-jets, that's F-16 jets, carried out the attack, which he described as provocative. The leader said, claimed that the attack began two Syrian civilian airlines were preparing to land in Damascus and Beirut. He claimed the IAF attack created a direct threat to the aircraft, forcing Israeli-Syrian air defense to curtail their response to the Israeli strike by not deploying electronic jamming or the surface-to-air missile. The spokesperson said the Syrian air defense shot down 14 of the 16 precision-guided bombs directed by Israeli jets. He said the remaining 2 bombs hit a Syrian military 4 miles west of Damascus. Though Israel has admitted carrying out hundreds of such strikes against Iranian and Hezbollah military targets in Syria, presumably with tactics if not explicitly approved from Russia, IDF activity has curtailed since September when the Syrian army shot down Russian military plane in the wake of the Israeli airstrikes. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read on. It's a 5-page article, but suffice it to say, Syria is simply a puppet state of Russia. Russia has had military armament, military tanks, military jets, and other military weaponry domiciled in Syria for years and years and years. And it's Iran through Syria that's been attacking Israel. And Israel has said, Benjamin Netanyahu said just a few weeks ago, that we'll go any place, do anything, and strike anybody that tries to come against the nation of Israel. We're watching the cauldrons churning and the fire and the flames being turned up to watch the coming about of what the Bible says will happen in the last days. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, God says, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about when they shall be in siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut to pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Ladies and gentlemen, God said it. That settles it. Any nation that comes against the nation of Israel, God will crush ultimately. And when you study the God's word in Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's exactly what God will do. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Donald Trump, he has been saying that they're not really coming after him, but after us, the people, but he is just standing in the way. And we marvel at the type of courage that he has. And, you wonder where he is, but, it must be God put that kind of courage and to be able to, knowing the condition and undergoing what he has been undergoing because of trying to rescue this country. America, we are privileged in our day. We see America like on life support, dying, a collapsing America. And the courage of Donald Trump, and this, as you have been saying, the similarity with what is happening in Israel, the Israeli prime minister. You would think that he would not be back there as prime minister, but he's there. And just as what would happen in America, what has been happening to him now, trying to straighten up and to stop the judiciary so that things put back things in order from the lawlessness, and this is the result. Exactly, we could see the same thing happening in America if, like, Trump should go back there and try to put back things in and to dismiss one, and you see the outrage and the lawlessness, and so things, the powers of darkness is at work. And only God, we thank God, he's on the throne, and he has the answer to what's going on. As you say, we believe we're looking at final events. Israel, yes, is just a picture of exactly what is happening in America here. America is no help, and Israel is in big trouble. As you say, final events we're looking at.
Yes, yes, it is. And Lily, you're on target with that. And when you're making your statements, I was pondering the statement last evening, watching some of the television program called Huckabee. And Huckabee, you know, was the former governor of Arkansas, and now his daughter's the governor there in Arkansas. Yeah. Huckabee said last evening, he said, even with some occasional profanity and some brazen statements, he said, "I'd rather have Donald Trump, President Trump, leading our nation than any president I knew of in my lifetime, in my history." I take that same stand with my standing position. I do not want to see Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis trying to eviscerate each other. It will weaken the nation, and it will weaken the state of Florida. It will bring about the possibility of I call it a loose lax lost liberal as the governor of Florida. I'd rather see Ron DeSantis stay where he is and see Donald Trump run for office and go back in to lead us as the 47th president of the United States of America. We need to pray to that end. We need to plan to that end. We need to participate in praying and planning and being available and not panic, but keep on keeping on. Lily, thank you so much for your call.
One point before you go, Dr. Youngblood.
Okay.
I was just hearing a while ago too, on it's Family Radio, I think, that I think the prime minister's son, he made a statement last night that the leftists in America are very much there pushing what is going on in Israel right now, and it has happened already. And we know under Obama that kind of thing, and we know under this puppet that is in the White House. You can imagine they are very much involved in what is happening in Israel now.
Lily, you're exactly right. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have a lot of the detractors from America that's there waving the signs, and I am sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, though I've not read a single line in print that says it, I believe that George Soros is the puppet behind, the puppeteer behind this that's bringing about and paying for the travel, paying for the signs, paying for the time that's being spent to make it look as though, make it seem as though all of Israel against Benjamin Netanyahu. I believe it's George Soros. I believe it is Barack Hussein Obama and those in America that's wanting to undermine and destroy the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. Thank you for mentioning that, Lily. You're exactly right. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How you doing today, Dr. Youngblood?
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
You too today, sir. I listened to, I think it was the middle of February, February 17th. I don't want to mispronounce this gentleman's name. It's I-D-D-O Netanyahu. I'm just going to go ahead and say Ido Netanyahu. He did an interview on a podcast with Victor Davis Hanson, and they talked extensively about Israeli politics and the Knesset and their court systems over there. And their ruling body, you know, it's a parliamentary type of, or you know, event where representatives are elected, and then you know they debate and vote on laws. But apparently, their court system is far left, and what's happening with their court systems now are radical groups that are being financed from the outside. And I'm going to go ahead and say this because the Obama administration actually oversaw a anti-Bibi Netanyahu campaign when he was coming up, I think, for his coalition vote. And they actually sponsored outside groups to go in there and try to disrupt the Israeli election. Obama's also responsible there. Syria, you know, obviously a lot of the Middle East were getting arms from what, you know, used to be the old Soviet Union, the USSR, and the Russians were, you know, historically been involved since World War II in proxy type wars against the United States. Their current leader, Putin, would love to see nothing more than the United States crumble like the Soviet Union did back in the 90s there. And let's not leave the Chinese out of this, because even though they're playing nice with the Russians right now, they're doing everything they can to undermine them and us at the same time. I think they've just got Saudi Arabia sat down with Chinese ambassador, and they're actually trying to formalize relations again with the state of Iran, which doesn't bode well. But anyway, the gist of the conversation is they're trying to rein in their courts because they're legislating via the bench. Very similar to what they're doing here in the United States.
So absolutely. Jim, you're exactly right. And what I see taking place, because I'm looking at a headline that says Xi, that is Xi Jinping, the head of China, and the Chinese Communist Party, says Xi and Putin shape a new world order, and the White House is clueless, end quote. Few people in the U.S., this article says, few people in the U.S. noticed a tectonic development that took place in the world in the recent days. The reason is it was missed was because of the news media, because the news media as a total is clueless, obsessed by other things, and big tech shapes their view. No one noticed that something fundamentally changed. And what was it? Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin set their sights on shaping of the new world order, with the two being in total league to control. That was the big change that evaded all of us. Joe Biden didn't comment on it. Democrats in the U.S. didn't. But it was one of the most amazing and ominous geopolitical developments in the last 100 years. Why the silence from the leaders? Because they're obsessed with the war in Ukraine, and they thought that they could get away with beating the drums for at least the time being. but the world is not the same as it was yesterday. Xi departed Moscow. He told Putin, quote, "Now, there are changes that haven't happened in 100 years. When we get together, we will drive these changes together," end quote. Quote, "I agree," Putin said, which Xi responded, "Take care of yourself, my dear friend, please." Why did the Biden administration and the Democrats either miss the big news or see it as favorable? And it goes into the clue of what's happening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is, Jim, we're watching the coming together of China and Russia and Iran, Syria, North Korea, and now Saudi Arabia. And what they're doing, Jim, and I don't know if our listeners understand this, we're operating now in America on what's called the petrodollars. The petrodollars, meaning that the U.S. greenback is to be used in any trade, buy, sell, or trade, or transfer of ownership of oil on a global basis. Now, we're watching China and Russia and North Korea and through Ukraine and Iran and Syria. And now with Saudi Arabia coming into play, where rather than using U.S. currency, they will use the yuan, that is the Chinese electronic currency. And when that comes into full fruition, it will implode. It will destroy the value of the U.S. dollar. This is one of the reasons behind the scene that we see the implosion of the banks in America. This is the reason we're seeing commodities as gold and silver and platinum starting to skyrocket again, and the stock market is all inflated. We are watching the presentation and the planning of things that took place just before 1929 with the global depression, and it started as a result of things that we're seeing, just as we're seeing today, with the manipulation of the markets. And it's all because of what is taking place with the globalist and the one world, new world order that's being put into place. What are your thoughts?
I think that, you know, they're completely blind. Don't forget to place India in that, although India and China have had border skirmishes of an area called the Kashmir. Part of what's happening now is India is getting oil dirt cheap from Russia. Their economy is booming, and they would rather stay out of it. But they're willing to sell to both sides. The Kissinger policy back from the 70s was keep both nations at arm lengths, but don't let them link arms. You know, it was a wise policy back then that was a formulation from, you know, after Winston Churchill declared, you know, the Iron Curtain there. And basically that was our policy all the way up until this administration. They're foolish thinking that these nations in cooperation with each other will not be able to challenge us fiscally, you know, economically or militarily. It's just foolishness on their part.
Well, I believe that we're going to watch. In fact, in my remarks today, I can honestly say that I believe we're on the fast track for an actual frontal conflict with Russia and China and North Korea and Iran all joining together, as we see in Ezekiel 38-39, that will bring about the World War III that we're speaking about and have spoken about a number of times. And some say, well, how does China play into the picture? Revelation chapter 9 talks about a nation out of the east with a 200 million man army. Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 through 44, talks about the Antichrist marching and basically taking global control. And when all of a sudden he is rattled, my terms, not the Bible, rattled when he hears news out of the Far East, that could be nothing more than the nation of China entering into the picture in the last days of the battle that's taking place according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. So we're watching the stage being set. In fact, Jim, I'm looking at the headline of an article that says, Jerusalem police brace for tense Ramadan as Hamas threatens explosions. Security forces led by the Jerusalem District Police have been preparing for the possible violence during Ramadan, which began on Wednesday evening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Another headline that makes all the sense in the world to me when I look at the scripture. Russia warns Israel it won't tolerate more civilian casualties in Gaza. Russia is now directing Israel demanding that Benjamin Netanyahu stop any aggression and anything that would be coming against the so-called Palestinians. And Russia is demanding that Benjamin Netanyahu stop any aggression, or I would call it not aggression, but in the defense of its nation, that they're doing anything against Syria. We're watching this come to play where Russia is taking the dominant role in making the demands upon the nation of Israel. I'm looking at another headline. Report, colon, Russia opens fire on Israel. The Israeli planes reportedly all returned home safely and were never in any real danger, even from Russian air defenses. The situation in Ukraine has opened a widening rift between Israel and Russia that many fear could ultimately result in armed confrontation. But this time, according to unnamed sources, Russian military units stationed in Syria opened fire on the Israeli aircraft. But there are a number of events. Russian made S-300 anti-aircraft batteries deployed throughout Syria and until now have not been activated against Israel. Those batteries are operated by Russian military personnel and are under the military command. And one of them reportedly joined Syrian Air Force defenses in attacking Israeli planes just last week. It goes on to talk about the potentiality and where it's headed. I know where it's headed based on the authority of Scripture. I see what God is doing. And, Jim, the question is, do you see a frontal attack from Russia and China and North Korea against America? Do you believe, second question, do you believe that China will literally get involved in Taiwan? And if so, will we as Americans, will this sleepy Joe Biden ignore it, or will we put boots on the streets in the Taiwanese battle that is on the horizon?
That's a very good question. As far as America as it exists right now, I think they would rather see us fall by our own hands, and then they've got free will to do as they please. Because if America collapses economically, who would stand? The Europeans would just roll right over and say whatever. The Chinese and Taiwan, you're talking about a history that goes back from Taizong Mao and Chiang Kai-shek, who was backed by us but eventually lost a civil war to Mao and moved to Taiwan. So that's where these, you know, claims of ownership come from. But I don't see the Biden administration stepping up to do anything. Our military right now is, I feel sorry for anybody in the military. Recruitment's down. Miley and Austin are putting policies in place that are not meant to train a soldier, but meant to weed out good soldiers, in my opinion. So
you're exactly right. And here's the thing that is frightening. I'm looking at headline, Army Chief, colon, if major war breaks out, China will attack U.S. homeland. Dated February 28, 2023. The Secretary of the Army warning there could be, even would be, an attack on U.S. homeland by the Chinese military if war breaks out over Taiwan. If we got into a major war with China, the United States homeland would be at risk, as well as both kinetic attacks and non-kinetic attacks, whether it's cyber attacks or the power grid or on the pipelines. The Chinese Army Secretary, during an event of the American Enterprise Institute, said, they're going to go after the will of the United States public. They're going to try to erode support for conflict. So, Jim, you're exactly right. And what we see taking place in Israel today is also taking place in America, and it's trying to erode the will of the people in America to simply allow us to go into a battle and a conflict frontally with China and the enemies of our nation. And I'm sorry to say that. I hate to see that, but I believe it is fulfilling biblical scripture, eschatological prophetic scripture, that these things we see shall take place. Further in that article, it says, some of the key new weapon systems that the Army is developing will be impacted if we go into an extended continuing resolution, so that it is very problematic at a time when everyone is worried about the timeline. And it goes on to talk about the military attacks, what's taking place. And by the way, you're familiar with the military battles in history past. We had what was called the Korean conflict, was never declared a war, 1950, 51, 52, and 53. Literally, America was having a was in war at war with China, and the puppet state of North Korea was the battleground for that war. And I believe that we're going to see that taking place on a global basis, where the Western world, including America, is now being weakened, and we're noticing the coming to power for the global one world order, as China brags about that they're doing, is taking place. We're seeing the stage being set. So the question is, Jim, before I let you go, how should we then live? What should Christians do? What is your thoughts as to what we should do as believers?
Expound the gospel of Jesus Christ, pray for salvation, believe on the Lord, look up for your time, for the time draws nigh, the whole nine yards, Pastor. I mean, you know, if you got friends and relatives that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, try to get to them. You don't want them left here. Pray for Israel, pray for our nation, pray for our government. I can't add no more, Doctor.
You're on target. What I've said that as Christians, we need to pray, we need to plan, we need to participate, but we do not need to panic at all, because God's word said it, that settles it. We know what's happening. So as Christians, we need to rejoice in the realization, the recognition that God's still on the throne, that God's still in control. Jim, thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you, sir.
For your input, it's right on target. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. U.S. intel community warns of a complex threat, of complex threats from China, from Russia, from North Korea. United States is expected to face a complex security environment and will need to work to confront two critical strategic challenges of rising power, like China seeking dominance in a global new world order, and challenges like climate change, which could intersect with and intensify their national security implications, the United States intelligence community just assessed. The Office of Director of National Intelligence said Wednesday, and its release of the 2023 annual threat assessment, which warned of great threats against the U.S. posed by China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and other puppet states. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the hand of God as God's hand is bringing about and carrying out the prophetic word of God. So we need to pray and look up. Keep on lifting up our heads, for according to Luke 21, verse 28, our redemption draweth nigh. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's not something for us to be worried about, but we need to stick to the word of God and understand that God's still on the throne, that God's still in charge, and regardless of what we see taking place globally, we need to keep planning and praying and not panic, but be participants in the voice that people need to hear, and that is to say, how should we then live? We should live in rejoicing in the knowledge and the recognition that God is in control. God is sovereign. God's still on the throne. God's not sick. He's not dead. He's not gone on vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on Let's Face the Issues, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is